And that's what it's all about, the Beat Authority here on North Country Public Radio. It is quarter till 4 o'clock. Okay, so we have a little special presentation for you right now. Juan Diaz, who is the founder of this really, really great Mexican ensemble called Sones de México Ensemble. He's from Chicago. And they played here in Canton, actually, at St. Lawrence University a few years ago. Really, really terrific. And Juan is doing this residency at the Newcomb School with the 9th and 10th grade Spanish students. And he's also going to be doing these two workshops on Tuesday and Wednesday night next week at Blue Seed on Tuesday in Saranac Lake and at the Westport Heritage House in Westport on Wednesday. And what he's going to be doing is teaching people how to write their own corrido, you know, a sort of Mexican folk song. We're going to just hear, I'm not going to tell you much about it because we have Juan right here to tell you more about what it's all about and what a corrido is all about.
Corridos are stories, songs that tell a story. The kind of corridos I specialize in are tragic corridos. So we tell a tragic story where usually the hero of the tale ends up in not a very good place, dead.
Año de 1900, muy presente tengo yo.
I was doing some reporting in Mexico in near Veracruz, in the mountains near Veracruz, where I was talking with people about corridos, and they were saying, you know, it's kind of like the newspaper in a lot of ways. You know, you hear sort of what's going on through hearing the latest corrido.
Yes, I think the first time you hear a corrido, it's like a newspaper. But then it's like keeping those clippings around and reading them over and over again, because some of these corridos are 100 years old and we still listen to them. So obviously they're not news anymore. We are just commemorating something we treasure from the past. Well, this song that we're listening to is it's called Bola Suriana por la Muerte de Emiliano Zapata. It's a tribute to the death of Emiliano Zapata, who's a hero of the land rights reform during the Mexican Revolution of 1910 in Mexico. So the song is almost like a musical statue for this fighter in the Mexican Revolution.
Escuchen, señores, oigan el corrido de un triste acontecimiento. Pues en Chinameca fue muerto a mansalva Zapata el gran insurrecto. Abril de 1919 en la memoria. Te darás del campesino como una mancha en la historia.
It is a hero tale. It honors someone who has passed away. Some of the other corridos that we will be doing will be about any tragic event that may have happened in the area or someone, one of our students might bring up. And we're going to create a heroic, tragic tale out of it.
You have two workshops coming up next week. On April 21st, on Tuesday, at Blue Seed Studio in Saranac Lake, and the next night on Wednesday at Westport Heritage House in Westport. And you're going to be basically teaching people to make their own corrido in 2 hours.
That's right. And I've been interested in corridos my whole life, since I was a child in Mexico. When I came to the United States and I studied corridos on a more academic level, I also developed a way to teach them in English. So if the audience wants to, we can take this in English too. I figure if you can do Japanese haikus in English, why couldn't you do corridos in English as well? Corrido may be an old tradition, over 150 years old, but it is very much in vogue. You hear it on the radio, on Mexican radio stations. One of the things that fuels corridos are tragic events, and there are plenty of tragic events going on in Mexico right now that are fueling this tradition, this corrido is an outlet for all these stories. And these are folk heroes. These are not, you know, your big generals or prominent figures. They are common folk who are doing extraordinary things, and we are honoring them by writing corridos, little musical statues for them.
That is Juan Diez, founder of Sones de México Ensemble, and he'll be in the Adirondacks next week. Thanks to the Adirondack Foreign Language Enhancement Fund and at the Adirondack Foundation. And you can make your own corrido at Blue Seed Studio in Saranac Lake on Tuesday night from 6:30 to 8:30. And on Wednesday night next week from 6 to 8 at the Westport Heritage House in Westport. Both of those workshops are free and open to the public. And thanks very much for Juan Diez for being with us today and talking to us about corridos.